Right now, the race is on for an open seat with the LA Unified School District Board. And it's an unusual race for a couple of reasons. One, it's a special election. The last board member to hold the seat, Ref Rodriguez, resigned unexpectedly last year amid a scandal. And two, this election is playing out in the wake of the recent LAUSD teachers union strike.
The strike aroused the public. They are now committed. They want something to happen. And I think that being on the school board is the place to do it from.
Jackie Goldberg is one of the two candidates running for the open board District 5 seat. She and her opponent, Heather Repenning, recently sat down with KPCC's Kyle Stokes for in-depth interviews. And Kyle joins us now. Hello.
Hi there.
All right. We'll hear from Heather Repenning tomorrow. Kyle, today, tell us, who is Jackie Goldberg?
Well, Jackie Goldberg is just a fixture in LA politics. She actually held this very LAUSD board seat for two terms back in the 1980s and then went on from there to the city council and then to the state assembly. And so I asked Goldberg when I sat down with her, why at age 74 do you want to return to elected office? And Goldberg said the teachers' strike really raised awareness about how California funds LA schools. Actually, she would say underfunds schools. And Goldberg says she is uniquely qualified to turn that awareness into action.
It was a primary part of my motivation to run to say, look, all these other people, there were some really fine candidates in this race besides me. I take no offense of any of them. They're terrific people, a whole lot of them. But none of them have the connections in Sacramento and in the city that I do. And I think that's an advantage in trying to take the momentum that the teacher strike created on behalf of public education and go back up to Sacramento and say, okay, now we expect you to take a look at this fifth richest economy in the entire world, find out where the wealth is, and tax it and invest in our children.
Now, the strike didn't just put a spotlight on how much funding LAUSD gets, but on how fast LAUSD is spending that money. Right now, LAUSD has about $2 billion in the bank, but every June, the school board has to approve a budget that covers the next 3 years. And over the course of those 3 years, district officials project they're basically going to have to spend all of that $2 billion just to cover their bills. They say by the third year, LAUSD might be burning through its emergency reserves, and that's got the district's regulators worried. But when I asked Goldberg about this, she says she's heard these kind of dire forecasts before, and they haven't come true.
But the third year never comes. They've been saying this for 30 years that I'm personally aware of. They always predict that the third year is a catastrophe. And the third year is only a catastrophe under one set of circumstances, and that's a statewide recession. Now, if we have a big statewide recession again, then they may be right. My view is you don't spend all of the $2 billion. You put $1 billion away, but you spend $1 billion right now because you can't tell children, oh, well, we're afraid. So you don't get smaller classes.
You're saying that the third year never comes.
Right.
The County Office of Education says the third year could come to the point that they were willing to take the first step toward appointing a fiscal advisor, the first step toward a quote-unquote county takeover, yeah, because there was not enough money left for the reserve in that third year. Is LACO wrong?
Yes. They're wrong unless
you're telling, you're yes, saying, you're yes, saying unless that regulators there's a, yes, who are appointed by a labor-friendly
yes,
body.
Yes, because they always assume the worst-case scenario. You see, the problem is that elected officials don't want to make cuts because it's unpopular. So rather than risk making cuts, they're willing to hold back money from the kids right now. I think that's wrong.
But Goldberg did make clear she does see threats to the LA Unified School District's finances. She says one of them is charter schools. These are the publicly funded schools that compete with LAUSD for enrollment and therefore for funding. And Goldberg really wants to change state law so that when applicants come to LAUSD hoping to open a new charter school, that the district, that the school board, has a little bit more power to say no.
If you have one charter school near Crenshaw High School, I would say probably not a problem. But now there are eight. So Crenshaw High School has 850 kids, and all of the charter schools surrounding it also are under-enrolled. This is not a good system. You need to be able to tell a charter school, you can't do that. We're going to tell you where you can go. You don't want to go there? Then go somewhere else. Because these under-enrolled schools on either side are not helping either side.
So I mean, I feel like I've buried the lead to the extent of this interview. But the most important decision, as you know, that a school board member can make, at least the most consequential decision, is the hiring and firing of a superintendent.
Right.
Do you think Austin Buettner is doing a good job as
superintendent? No, I don't. But I don't think he's doing a terrible job either. His biggest problem is that his private sector background makes him do things in private that I think he should do in public. He wants to do some reorganization. Okay, fine. He should have started, when he first got there, going out to every community and saying, I think it's time for us to look at how we structure LA Unified. What I want to know is from you, what would you change?
He would say that he did that. There were these listening sessions.
Oh, bull. Bull. You couldn't even find them. You really couldn't find them. I'm on every mailing list in the district, and I couldn't find them. I'm talking about months of going out, not one time in each part of the district, and hoping that the 25 people who showed up, you can say, represented everybody in that area.
How do you think that he handled the strike?
Poorly.
Why?
I didn't think there needed to be a strike. Honest to God, I didn't think there needed to be a strike. All of the things they agreed to, they could have agreed to before the strike. I think he decided that they could beat them. And he figured they could get on the radio and talk about, oh, these are poor kids, and they're going to lose their education, and whoa, this is anti-children and anti-poor kids. And he was just wrong. I think they completely underestimated the solidarity of the teachers and completely, including me, underestimated the solidarity of the community with the teachers. I underestimated that, too. I thought there would be some. I had no idea it would be massive. I had no idea it would be massive.
Can you work with him?
Of course, I can work with anybody. Because I don't come in with opposition to him. I'm not trying to get rid of him.
During the process of criticizing his hire, you said you also really criticized the current board.
Yes.
I wish I could play you the whole four-minute speech because it's quite the barn burner.
Oh, but, well, I mean, I was really...
You were
tied up nuts that day.
You were.
Because we have a board bought and paid for. Bought and paid for.
You present as a bomb thrower.
I'm a bomb thrower when I get really ticked off. I have to say I am. And so are some of them. I mean, it's just, you know, people have emotions. And I get emotional about some things. I have a good relationship with two of the board members already. And Vladovic and I have worked together on bunches of stuff for years and years and years. I'm already meeting with Kelly Gonez. That's five people of the board. Even the two with whom I have most basic disagreements about charters, I think that there are areas we can work on. You know, I mean, people think that if you have strong opinions, you don't work with people who disagree with you. Well, if you do that, you don't get anything done.
That's Jackie Goldberg, who's running for an open seat on the LA Unified School Board. She gave an in-depth interview with KPCC's Kyle Stokes. Kyle, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
On tomorrow's show, we'll hear Kyle's interview with Heather Repenning, the candidate running against Jackie Goldberg for the open seat in the LAUSD Board District 5. Mail-in ballots start going out next week. Election Day is May 14th.